you represent Jesus. And he's counting on you to be a witness. If there ever was a time you needed to be a witness for the Lord, it is now.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. 14 says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehu, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the mid-spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. 15 and last, but I read for time's sake. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants, men people of Jerusalem. Thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. This is for someone in here. Not at Libel, not at New Tablet. Someone in here. I know it is. Because God, I wasn't even looking at that. This morning I wasn't looking at that. Not that chapter. Don't talk from the subject just for a moment. Don't take nobody knows. Say it again. Boy, y'all got quiet on me. Good God, I can't hear. The pen, God. I As I was looking at, I was listening to Edward Fields the other morning, the other afternoon at my time, and he was telling me, he said, Eugene, he said, I went back home to New Orleans out of the night ward, and he said, I got my plot and everything. And he said, 1959, November 16th, dash. And I thought about that. I said, mine said the same thing. Guess what? Yours said the same thing. Whatever you born, whatever you was born in the month and all that, that's where it starts at. But it's got an ending there.
Yeah, man, that's true.
And I thought about my son, as my wife was saying, you know, she more of a person that gets emotional, I would say, more than I. I mean, because, you know, I know things gonna happen, and I know that as me being a leader in this town, people gonna talk about me, the devil gonna come at me unaware. I know this. Have you ever been a quarterback? You know, Drew Brees gonna get hit from every angle. You know, when you're a quarterback for the Lord, you're gonna get hit. Even if you ain't a quarterback, you still gonna get hit. Because the closer you get to the Lord, the more the devil gonna throw at you. That's why you got to be on your bended knees.
Amen.
Don't care how it looks, Brian. Looks can be the same. But you got to do so. That is to stay on bended knees. I've been where you at. Doors was closed in my face. And look like let me tell y'all something. Look like when y'all going through a storm, look like the devil trying to make a paint a picture that ain't no way out. Friends and stop calling. And if they do call, they call them with all kind of stuff that can happen and all. Y'all know me like that? Well, I am. The battle is not yours. You know what I'm saying? Was even bought me a big bottle of water. Good girl. Right. You know, I think if he means well. I was sitting in the car, I was giving him some instructions, and I was trying to talk to him. I was saying, Stephen, you my little cousin, you know, and I say, I let you run around. And one thing about God, when he give you information from an anointed man of God, and you don't take heed, he'll whoop you, and then he'll send you right back.
Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Because I ain't got time for no shutting down. If I can help you, I can help. And I'm going to tell you what God said to the Lord, man. Whether you get mad or not, because I want you to tell me the same thing. Because ain't no lies in heaven. Ain't no lying going to go through the gates. Ain't no fornicators going to go through that gate. You know, it had, my mom and grandma used to always say, child, you saw I just made it there by the skin of my teeth. Now, I don't know what that means. But you ain't gonna make it up that by the skin of your teeth. No, you're not going through no pearly gates. Because my brother Larry Shostia did say, the gates are pearly now. And the Lord let Larry get that close by. And there was about 8 people outside of Malachi's detail.
Yeah.
But guess who he called to share it with? Me.
Amen.
He said, I played with God for 20 years. And Jesus was messing with him, told him, now you know I ain't lying. Well, I called. He said, he got so sick, but I was one of the ones to go pray with him, his wife and living. He got so sick, I'm listening at this, Brother Mac, Brother Brown, that he got that sick, he couldn't even put a raise on his face. But he trapped, God trapped into a transition, almost at the gates of hell. And he said that, oh yeah, it's a city with gates tonight. It was at the ninth hour, we were going to pray because he was finna go back to Austin, Texas. I bet you he quit that day job. Let me tell you something, God is not to be played with at no time. You can sit up there and act a fool all you want, but if you pull your coat in and say it's time to come on in, you got to.
Yes, sir.
He said he was at the gates.
Jesus. And
he said he wasn't down at the gates. He said, but there was horns going on. And I said, well, how did he look? He said, oh, his hand white like wood now. And he said he told me to feel his hand. He said, when he got there to look, he said, he told me to look up. And he looked, the city was bright.
I said, how the walls up? He said, oh, the walls up there for now. That close to death.
All right.
He was in Houston, in Indiana, on his back. Couldn't do nothing for himself, and you couldn't do nothing but pray.
That's it.
But I know prayer of a righteous man. I could call Larry right now and say, Larry, I need $1,000. He'll send you, because he know one thing. Stevenson, you prayed for me. I got down on my knees and prayed before they shipped him to Houston. And I said, I'll see you back again.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to say, you sit up there and pray with God all you want. I'm not going to miss church for nobody.
Now you my little boy way in over there. My little boy, you get your way in. You better get over there. You know, doing something.
I'm not going to miss church for him. Because I got to stand for my own self. I got to give an account for my own self. And I tell my wife, I said, Kendra, sometimes, you know, like we went for our anniversary and saw that movie, A Tyler Perry. You know, I'm crazy about Tyler Perry, you know, from all these back. You know. But I dropped in, I was talking to her after the movie, but something else came over me. And I started thinking about, Lord, I got to be judged. But I'm not going to be judged like the Kendra. Because you put 90% of the Bible in me.
That's it.
And if I don't do what you say, you're going to send me straight. It's too much hell down here to go to hell. I'm black. No one in my mouth. Man, I don't need that. I know I'm black, fat.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
I was talking the other day, and we was talking about, man, you know, how it was coming up, you know. And these children don't know all about all that, but I remember the straightening cone. I saw one. Y'all know about the straightening cone? Yeah, y'all know. Huh? And my sister thought she would find all my dough. And she used to take me on that straightening cone, put it on the fire. But you had to go get your crown ball grease to make it work. Ain't work without crown. And we were so poor, we couldn't even.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm trying to show us color folks that we can survive.
Yes, sir.
Because what those sisters ain't has no high blood pressure back then. Man, we go to Joe Biden's store, that's when we came up here from Arnie. We go to Joe Biden's store and get 10 cents worth of salt, 20 cents worth of sugar, 15 cents worth of flour, $1 worth of salt meat, and we have a meal with them red beans and rice. They taste good. You better not eat no salt down. I'm gonna get old white folks and put all kinds of stuff in that food. Somebody ain't getting it, man. But they didn't get it. Let me go on back to the text. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't forget where you come from. See, so many of us got a dime or a nickel just because you up that ladder. The old folks say, just like you climb that ladder, you gonna become saved. Just because I wear a different suit every day of the week, that don't mean I'm better than you.
You're right.
The bear. Don't take no wooden nipples. And that's what we're doing sometimes. The church is taking wooden nipples. Satan got a lot of them. But you got to listen to God.
Amen.
You see, if Larry wouldn't have listened to God, he would be here.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to listen at the voice of the Lord. I don't care if it's wife. I don't care if it's daughter. You better listen to what God tells you instead of that other stuff. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And the prophet in that time was Elijah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jehoshaphat had a king back then was like the president, okay? And the prophet was like me, the preacher. You see, if you go back in history, the Bible said that when the king got ready to do something, he always would go to the preacher first. Yeah. Because the preacher quoted God's word.
Yeah.
And God's word was going to go out, and it ain't going to come back for it. It ain't going to come in Isaiah 55. It's not going to go back, come back for it. No. Whatever God says, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You see, from up to the 20th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles. The Bible said that when Solomon built God's house in the 6th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Now the 5th chapter, man, was the church anniversary, okay? Because God had told David, you can't build my church because you got too much blood on your hands. You see, some of us been done so much wrong, but that don't mean God won't forgive you. The only sin that God will not forgive is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. God had told him, he told Solomon, he said, Solomon, I don't dwell in no tents. That's it. Let's go back to the 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 says, God was listening at Solomon's prayer. I'm trying to bring you up to something. Just the word now. And the Bible said that when Solomon was down there praying in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and around like that 12th verse, the Bible said God came to Solomon by night.
Yeah.
Is it there? Is it there? Oh, I know it's in there. I know it's in there. And the Bible said that when he came to him by night, he said, if I let the locusts devour the land, if I shut up hell, or if I send rain and send pilsen, what's it to you?
Yeah.
But he said, if my people,
oh, I've been running all day. The missing mass for our Sunday door. I've been running for Jesus. I've been running for Jesus. And I'm not tired yet. Because I know it'll pay off after a while. See, the old folks say, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but serving the Lord. See, the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. When the devil took my child out there the other day on Good Friday, after Good Friday Chad, the devil was trying to kill me. But when I said, Lord, I looked at my, I said, Lord, I got these deputies looking for my child, but you know where he is. As soon as I say that, because prayer is worse than a 357 man. Man, if you can get a prayer out to God, but God can move, can't you? Then you make a donkey talk. Then you report the back seat and say, stretch out your rod, Moses. Then you talk to Moses at the burning bush and say, Moses, you're not here. Take off your shoe. He feels say, keep on preaching, Eugene. You ain't gonna come and tell me. He said, you ain't gonna leave out anything. I said, sure, I ain't coming out of anything. He want me to come to church, you know, and preach over. I said, uh-huh. Let me say something. You can't go where God don't want you to go. See, a lot of us not in our right standing. But if you're in your right standing, all kind of blessings have come your way. All kind of goodness. He said, surely goodness and mercy. See, a lot of us don't like to hear the truth. Let me tell you something. The old folks say something and some for sin. I didn't want this. I said, Lord, you're going to leave me alone because I'm going to sell me some more crack. I got cars out there. Now you going on about your business, Lord, because I know you're too holy. I had that much sense not to lie. And when Reverend Booth would look for me, I'd be running, ducking, and dodging from me. So many people think they called to preach. Man, go sit out somewhere. Ain't no anointing you got. Amen. Is you doing it for the Lord or you doing it for your own self?
Amen.
I ain't doing this for my own self.
Amen.
I'll be looking at my deal right now.
All right.
Glory to God. My wife up there told me, ooh, that's the old movie. All right. I said, man, you better get the scenario of what that movie talking about.
Right,
everyday life, you might find yourself up today, and then tomorrow you could be down on your behind, looking up, letting somebody bring you a glass of water. That's why I treat everybody.
I don't have no pickles you I treat everybody the same. Because you don't know who's going to have to help you along the way. Because on this journey, you have tears every now and then. On this journey, you have to cry and lay awake sometimes. On this journey, that devil going to send a death angel and knock on the door every now and then. And let me tell you something about God. God got a way of bringing folks together. Because he'll call them on in home.
Thank you.
Bible said that Jehoshaphat was in trouble. Now if you look in the Bible, they didn't go talk to them God or days about lies and all that stuff. We love days about lies, don't we? All my children. I just love giving me a ham sandwich, man. But I had to have mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup on it. I remember one time we was eating mayonnaise and they had nothing on them. Them old folks say, well, that's all you're going to get. And they'll be cussing to me. You know how to do it.
Yes,
sir. Talk about, don't talk to that child like that. That child, like, what? You better talk to them like that. Because they don't understand. Ooh, he has long. They don't understand that. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Let me tell you something. When we came to church, we sit our butts down, and we misstep the word of God, and we didn't run around. When the preacher was up preaching, we sit our butts down. That's just good now. When we sit at the table, even though we didn't have us some corn and rice and ground we chopped up in it, y'all remember that? Y'all can't go with me. Yeah, y'all remember that? Kush, kush, we prayed like we had a steak. We had no corn, but then you can make that old time corn. Y'all know that?
Yes.
That you can make that old time delicious. That's good enough for me.
All right.
Oh my. Back to the text. Back to the text. Listen. I'm trying to help. It's for somebody in here that's been battling with some things. And you ain't telling nobody about it. You ain't telling your mother. You're not telling your wife. You're not telling your husband. You've been battling with something in your heart. I know who it is. It just dropped in my spirit, but I'm not going to tell who it is. Let me tell you something to that person. You've got to open up your mouth and get down on your knees and say, forget the world, what they're saying. Forget what they're saying and say, Lord, I need you. The devil is on my trail now. And if I don't watch the devil, how you ain't going to
remember?
Because you don't care. So Stephen just said that. In Job 15:13, though he slay me. But I like Job 19:25. He said, though I stand in the latter days, I shall see my Redeemer. He ain't Job good. He said, a man born a woman, a few days and full. Ain't God good? I've been running all week. I ain't getting but 2 hours sleep every day. Eating at 12 o'clock at night. Trying to eat a little something to keep on my stomach. Back running in front of them. Why? And let me tell you something else. When God can trust you. See, let me tell you something. Money that I had was a lot of money in these hands. But it wasn't my money. It was for the Lord. A lot of preachers know one thing about Eugene. He's honest. He ain't gonna steal from you. And if he ain't gonna, if he ain't gonna help you, he ain't gonna go. That's the difference between me. Because the Holy Ghost gonna change inside out. See, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is working in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Because if you look, they are praying from the 3rd verse to up to that 12th verse. They saying, oh Lord, if you would have let us alone, we could have destroyed these people. Don't you know they're trying to tell God what to do? Amen. That's crazy. Yes. It's in the 12th verse. That's what they're saying. If they ain't saying it ain't go like that, nigga, ain't. But that's what it's saying, okay? It's saying, oh Lord, if you would have just left us alone, we would be going through this now.
Yeah.
But now, they coming up against us. And now they don't look what has happened. Not only it ain't one army, it ain't the Amorites, now the Amorites crazy. But the Moabites, they passed crazy. Let me tell you how to get to the Moabites. Go to the 19th chapter of Genesis. And right about that 37th verse, the Moabites came with Lot two daughters, okay? They saw their daddy drunk. One of them said, let's go in there. And then the other one, ain't nothing come. So they came again. But now today, they're not Moabites, they call them Isis.
All right.
That's history. I'm giving you something. I wish I could teach, but I ain't got time to teach. But I can teach you too. Look, to have, they came out with a conceived children, okay? But the Moabites was always, they was Jews, but they was always against their relatives, okay? So that's how the Moabites come about. So you got the Moabites, the Amorites, and the others besides coming up against the children of Israel.
It's in your Bible. Read it in your Bible. That's in verse 3. A messenger came and told Jehoshaphat what's going to go on. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to call the seer. And the seer began to speak to him and told him, go to the new courts. Now, God, one thing about God, he can't lie now. Because he just told them, if they just face Jerusalem, I hear their prayer. Don't you know prayer is a communion with the Lord? Don't you know prayer has got you where you're at now? You think you got there all by yourself? Baby, let me tell you something. You just lying and the truth ain't easy. Somebody pray for your black behind to be where you're at, just like they prayed for me. You could be out there on the streets yourself. Yeah, you can. You ain't too holding down. I ain't nothing but you holding down.
That's right.
Let the flip come on. Well, it's not 50 cents. Half green showing up, better not come on. You were sounding good the other day, man. I said, boy, let me sit outside a while. I'll pet my feet. Well, half green sound good every now and then. Yellow boy.
Yes.
Too short. The ghetto. Y'all remember that? And my good friend. I ain't gonna call her. She'll sign and I said, don't give up off that phone. Give up off that phone. Let me look. We, you know. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. Let me get into that now. Let me say something. God is a good God. And God is gonna give you joy. I ain't gonna never preach a message and I'm looking like I'm sucking on a lemon or had some sour grapes in my mouth. You gotta be crazy. I'm gonna bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. My good friend Shirley Murdoch, that's who it is, okay? She wasn't fat as she was back then. Let me keep that long. Anyway, back to the chain. Now, look what God said. Now, God listened to him in 12, okay? But in 13 and 14, that's when they bring the praise. See, it's just something about praising God. When you praise God, when you begin to have some praise on your lips, I heard the sister earlier read a Psalm 100 say, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can you just read that? All ye not. Serve the Lord with glad. Come before his presence with saints. Know ye not that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. And I like that fourth verse of Psalm 100. It says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court. You even though you got tears in your eyes, you got to say, Lord, I bless the Lord. At all times. Oh, taste to see that the Lord. You got to say the steps of a good man are all about the Lord. Though I fall 7 times. Be a home. I'm not going to try to preach too hard today. Y'all tired, y'all. I am, see? So that's when God began to get the glory. When Jehiel, the son of Asaph, now Asaph was over the music, he could sing like you be. He might have sang better than you, but he could sing like you, you know. But they began to praise the Lord in the new court. Notice they didn't go to their neighbor house. Well, I'm trying to help somebody there. Whatever you're going through, you got to face your situation and say, Lord, I'm putting you in the midst of this mess. Because the devil brought me to this mess, but you was able to bring me through this mess. Like C.L. Franklin say, I'm going through. Yeah, I'm going through. I don't know about you. I know it's written, yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil thou art. Because you're bigger than, my God is bigger than you, devil. You got some power, but my Jesus got all power. Because the other day before I closed this message out, didn't you remember? See, God got time in his house.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus hung around Stevenson, Mary, and Mark, that's the 11th chapter of John, but Matt. And the Bible said he got sick.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said that they sent for Jesus.
Yes.
Now, Jesus, you've been hanging around these people.